You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. A longtime manufacturer of aluminum canoes and other boats south of Cortland is starting to feel pinched by tariffs on imported aluminum and pending counter-tariffs on U.S. products. WAER Scott Willis reports Marathon Boat Group has unwittingly been pulled into the growing trade war.
CEO John Jackson says he feels uneasy and pretty helpless, not knowing what might happen.
It's been pretty good for the last 2 or 3 years, but this is definitely can make you nervous.
Marathon Boat Group has been making aluminum boats, including the legendary Grumman canoes and pontoons, at its factory in Marathon for 65 years. Jackson says about 75% of their business is domestic, and the other 25% goes overseas.
The worst case, it can be devastating. We're not in a position to lose 25% of our business, and then in turn, the cost of materials are going to go up 10% or more. We've already seen major increases in the aluminum market, and for the first time, we had to increase our prices in the middle of the year.
Jackson says they have to import certain aluminum alloys from Germany and other countries because U.S. manufacturers can't keep up due to demands from the auto industry. He says the confluence of higher costs and pending tariffs is starting to have an impact. Jackson says a European client told him earlier this month they were canceling a large order.
They said that with the new duty that's going to be implemented, it would increase their cost by 25%, and there's no way that they were going to order the product if that, in fact, became a reality.
Jackson admits he's no expert, but has seen enough ups and downs over the years to know we're not in a good situation.
Trade wars, there's been some in the past, and I don't think, for the most part, they've ever been effective, and they've been beneficial for any party.
Jackson says they'll work as long as they can and will deal with the fallout if and when it comes.
I think I understand they're trying to protect American jobs, but they're not going to protect them. You know, we're going to lose them because if we can't produce a product that's in a competitive market, you know, it'll go away.
Scott Willis, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, visit our website, WAER.org.